The Taft Museum of Art is a jewel in downtown Cincinnati. The Taft home, built in 1820, is a National Historic Landmark and is filled with a stellar collection with works by artists including Rembrandt, Gainsborough, Turner, and Whistler. And now another well-known Cincinnati artist is showing some of her work in an exhibition entitled Journey to Freedom, Art Quilts by Cynthia Lockhart, running through March 15th in the Taft Museum of Art. Cynthia Lockhart, it's an honor to have you in the studio tonight.
It is absolutely an honor to be here. Thank you.
You said, quote, "I can tackle any fabric, I can upholster, I create new techniques for what I want to do, I'm afraid of nothing." When did you develop this viewpoint and how has it served you over the years?
Because my background is fashion design and I grew up in a household where my mother, Jerry, was just so talented. And she did all types of decorations all over the house. She tackled everything, rugs, covered furniture, made window treatments, made clothes. So I kind of stepped into her footsteps.
And
yes.
So you have a love of fabrics.
I have a love of fabric. I have a love of the body form, color, texture, and geometry. And so all of that takes part. When you look at a fabrication and you fall in love with a fabric, it's not a piece of gray good. You're falling in love with the color that you see, the texture that you see, the depth that you see. And sometimes it's telling you a story. It's actually directing you what to make out of the fabric. And so it's just exciting.
And the geometry, I hadn't heard that one before, but obviously in quilting, geometry, or even in fashion design, that's important.
Absolutely. I happen to be an abstract artist. So I don't see plain grids. I see grids that move, that are curvilinear, like life is curvilinear, like our bodies are, we're curvilinear. So we have flow. We move like the blood that pulses in our body. We're not static.
And speaking of that journey, how did that get you to UC's DAP program?
Oh, my goodness. So I first wanted to go to Paris, but my parents said, whoa. Okay, you apply for a scholarship at University of Cincinnati, and we'll see what happens. So I applied for a scholarship. I got a scholarship at University of Cincinnati, so they didn't have to worry about sending me to Paris. It was here in Cincinnati. Again, I got the scholarship, and it was one of the top design schools in the country. So I lucked out. It was a great formative education there in my undergrad, and then I later came back for my master's.
And what professors helped you along the way?
So I had Professor Grace Meacham, amazing, amazing. She was trained. She worked in the House of Chanel in France. I had a Professor Margie Vocal Ferrier, who just recently passed. She was an amazing fashion illustrator and just became a mentor for me as well. We traveled to France together, traveled to Italy together. Wrote my first grant under her tutelage and funded a trip for about 68 students in DAP. And she helped me with that. She had already gotten tenure. And she says, you write this one, Cynthia. And I did and got the grant. It got funded.
So what kind of fabrics do you see in Paris?
Paris, you're going to see a little bit of everything. You're going to see wonderful silks. You're going to see brocades, beautiful drapery, very sheer fabrics and what have you. So just a little bit of everything. Couture really, really means we are making what we create. So they sketch everything out. They send it off to artisans to make the fabrication. So those couture designers are making their own fabric. They're giving it to a mill to even weave.
And what about what you're wearing today? It's so very colorful. Did you do that?
I did not do this, but it is African textiles are my favorites. African symbols, African textiles. I love them. And it is a multiplicity of color. Again, color, texture, and form. You really see movement when you see it. It makes you smile. It makes you smile. So I'm wearing some African printed cloth outfit.
And how did you come about working on these fiber art quilts?
When I returned back from New York, I worked in New York for many years in the fashion industry and then ended up going into my own business making handbags. Now, the love of making handbags and working in leather came under a class that I did with Grace Meacham. She taught leather goods, and I was like, I want to tackle this, and it was just wonderful. So later, I continued to work on leather, And later in life, I actually went into my own business. I had Cynthia Aga Accessories and leather goods in New York City. So on my return back to Cincinnati, when I was, I think I was there for about 13 years in the Garment Center, it was fabulous. But when I returned back to Cincinnati, I ended up taking a job as a professor at the University of Cincinnati. And so that was another culture to enter. And I wanted all of my attentions to be focused on that particular job at that particular time. And so I stopped doing fashion design and continued to work with the handbags. And a friend of mine, he decided to invite me to do an art show. We were on the board of the Arts Consortium, which was right around the corner many, many years ago from where we're sitting. Tom Phelps is his name. He came up and he said, I want you to do an art show at the Arts Consortium. I'm like, I'm going to put my handbags on the wall? He said, think about it. And so I did a show, but it did not consist of handbags. It literally was fabrics and textiles and leathers combined to make art. And some sculptural designs on the wall, which were live croquis, which is what we call when we design our clothing. We call them croquis sketches. So that was my first art show. So Tom called me into being an artist.
And what year was that?
If I could remember.
90s, maybe?
Yes, yes.
Because the Arts Consortium, they were on Lynn Street.
On Lynn Street, and then they ultimately did close. But it was a phenomenal experience.
What does your warehouse, your storage look like for fabric?
So my home is my studio. I don't think I need to say any more than that.
And where do you go to find your fabric
now? I'll go anywhere. I go everywhere. So every trip I take, everywhere I go, every little town I go in, I'm headed for either a thrift shop or a fabric store, either or.
And when you go through the thrift stores, I imagine you're looking at dresses, you're feeling maybe fabrics as you go by.
Yeah, feeling fabrics, dresses.
Looking for color.
Hats, any type of covering. It could be curtains. It could be anything that speaks to me, that calls out to me. I will take it. So I do have 3D objects in this exhibit. I've done a totem to honor our ancestors. And so you will see a lot of 3D objects that are in the installation.
And there's a theme of freedom in this exhibition at the Taft Museum. Tell us about how you came up with that idea.
So Journey to Freedom, freedom itself has been a messaging in my artwork for years. I happen to take on either projects that deal with freedom or the Underground Railroad or having to do with African-American culture. These are shows that I've participated with Dr. Carolyn Maslumi, who is also a mentor to me. She's outstanding. And so I love this history. I love exploring this history and then being able to depict this history for people. So it is, again, a part of my culture, my love, and I fit very comfortably with it and with also telling this exuberant story about how African Americans, who were Africans, were forced to come on a ship from Africa to journey to America around 1619, about 400 years ago, actually. This year demarks the 400th year of Africans being brought to America. And as a part of this exhibition, I was to be inspired by art in the Taft. I was intrigued by many things there. There was drapery, decor that was interesting to me. There was florals and patterns and what have you. From my fashion design background, I said, maybe. But what I was just stunned by was Robert Duncanson's art in the entryway of the home. And also astonished was that he is an African-American. And back in those days, around 200 years ago, it was just for a prominent homeowner, a white prominent homeowner, to present to the world and allow an African-American to paint in his home was just unbelievable. And so just that fact, I get chills right now when I think about it. So even though I was trying to look for something else, I was drawn to those murals. In his murals, he has pungent undertones of patina in his work, and you just hear music. I heard music when I looked into his paintings, and they're landscapes. And so the piece that I created was Runaway, Swing Low, Sweet Chariot. And so The idea that slaves were told through songs how to run, where to run, who would meet them. One of the songs was Swing Low, Sweet Chariot. So let me do a little bit of that for you. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming forth to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming forth to carry me home. I looked over the Jordan River, and what did I see? Coming forth to carry me home, a band of angels coming after me, coming forth to carry me home. That might have been what was going through his head. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming forth to carry me home. Swing on low, sweet chariot, coming forth to carry me home.
And I understand that there are some freedom responses that visitors can write out when they view your exhibition?
Yes, I just happen to have a few of them now, if I could share one. This one reads, "Freedom is the condition of being able to move about at will or to act as desired. However, as an African American, being limited in physical freedoms, historically, freedom means a spiritual situation, a state of mind to feel or to believe and to dream in the hopes of someday being able to act as desired within a moral limit, to not feel inhibited in the face of truly being oneself."
That's so important.
Yes. Yes.
And do you have another one?
I do have another one. This response says, "Peace of mind, body, spirit, consciousness, to be aware of my blessings, my privileges that so many others may not have, humbled by the sacrifice of others."
And one of the fiber arts quilts that's on display and is also shown on the Taft Museum's website is entitled Created to Be Me. Talk about the story behind that quilt and the types of fabrics that you used.
Created to Be Me was actually, that piece was in response to Human Rights Declaration that we are all free, and there are 30 declarations of the human rights. And I focused on the 28th Declaration of Human Rights. As an individual, anywhere in this world, we are afforded some particular rights. And so I'm afforded to be myself. You can't come and entrap me and enslave me, not nowadays in America. You can't do that in America or anywhere else. So there are countries that got together, and that was the one that I wanted to concentrate on. Because as being an artist, one of the main things that an artist has to have is the right to be creative. Why else would we do this? We have the right because God gave us, called us into being artists because we have a perspective that we need to come out. It needs to come out of us. If artists aren't making art, we aren't happy. And we tackle some sometimes very flowery issues, but sometimes we tackle very hard issues that deal with race and confusion and trouble and turmoil.
But to be in that creative zone is a thrill, isn't it?
It's an absolute thrill. My desire in my work, when I create my work, I really want people to see the possibilities of being able to journey and learn, and to, for them to be able to see and speak what they're feeling, for them to be able to get away from their troubles, to tarry away from troubles. Most people are in a work situation where they're under a lot of pressure and what have you. And the ability to be able to be artists, whether it's a musical or it's a dance or a poet, it's a way for you to escape. It's a God-given way for you to escape. So artists work very hard to create imagery that will help you become peaceful, become whole, become wanted, to become safe. So I want people to see that in my artwork. I want them to go into my artwork and come out different, come out changed.
To talk about your process for a moment, do you use a quilting frame?
I am a non-traditional quilter. I love traditional quilters, but I am not a traditional quilter. I love the traditional quilt patterns, but they're already configured. So the patterns that I come up with, I create, I design them. So they're abstracted and they're all individual and each piece is different. So I don't use a quilt frame, no. So I act more like a painter or abstract artist or sculptor when I'm doing my work.
How do you have it secured?
It is stitched. It's either hand stitched, it's glued, sometimes stapled, sometimes nailed in. So it's very, I'm more like an installation artist.
How's that compared to Dr. Maslumi's work?
Dr. Maslumi's work, which is incredible, beautiful. She takes on very serious subject matters having to do with society and our issues in society as well. But she does use fabrication, and she does work on primarily a rectangular grid. And so she's stitching and she's sewing. And in some instances, she's painting and dyeing as well.
Because yours are definitely not in a square.
Right. Mine, again, are more organic, and it depicts human behavior and human traits. So it's very curvilinear, like we are, like humans are.
Are you still mentoring?
I am mentoring. I am. My students, former students, who are now colleagues and friends, reach out to me. They're all over the country. And so I mentor them. They mentor me. So we are a support system for each other. Yes.
And what plans do you have for 2020?
Also, I'm supposed to have some plans, right? I did start working on them, actually, for 2020. But it has more to do with focusing on my next project, what that might be. And sometimes those projects come from who knows where. I'm not sure. I was invited to do this project with the Taft. Had no idea it was coming. A lot of things I leave up to God. You know, he's my faith guide, so I commune every day in my prayers and in my affirmations. And I believe that God knows what's best for me, and he will send me what I need. It's up to me to be able to receive it and to recognize what's coming. So I will say to you, I will be doing a follow-up on these responses because they're so precious. So far, it's hundreds of them, and the show just opened.
You could almost write a book with those.
Exactly. There is some extrapolation of this that will come out and go to the public, and there will be some interactions possibly with other artists as well, because I think this is really big. So I can't say exactly what's going to happen with this, but I'm so touched, and others have been so touched, and the tours going through the museum, people have been so touched by coming into the gallery, and I was just there this past week, so it was wonderful.
Do you have any programs at the Taft?
Yes, we do. We have a workshop coming up on Saturday, February the 22nd from 1 to 4 p.m. And it's an adult workshop, and folks will be exploring freedom. They'll be going to tour the exhibit and then coming back and making their own quilt. It's going to be exciting.
Oh, no
yes.
Kidding. Will the fabrics be supplied, or will they be asked
yes,
to bring their own?
Yes, they won't. Everything will be supplied. They'll come in. And everything will be there for them to be artists for that day.
Reservations needed,
yes,
I imagine?
Yes, reservations will be needed. They just need to go onto the Taft website and sign up for it. And then another which I'm very excited about, is there's an artist talk and reception happening on Sunday, February the 9th at 2 p.m. at the Taft Museum of Art. And so I'll be there giving an art talk and interacting, because I love to interact with people. So it won't just be me talking. It may be somebody in the back of the room or on the side of the room. They'll have to, who knows? But that's what happens. It ends up being a really great community kind of interaction in an art talk with me. And you might get some singing, too.
Oh, that would be nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And will you be at the workshop?
I'm teaching the workshop.
Oh, excellent.
I'm teaching the workshop. And at the artist talk, it's free admission on that day. They have Sundays free because of a gracious benefactor at the Taft Museum of Art. Yes.
Are you doing anything with the Underground Railroad Freedom Center?
Well, what I have to say about that is, let's hear this loud and clear, everybody. People come into this show and they look at the title of the Journey to Freedom, and there is a quilt named Journey to Freedom, and they say, that belongs in the Underground Railroad Freedom Center. We think that belongs. And I'm like, yeah, we should tell them. So I don't know. They might be listening, but we sure invite them down to this show, and we'd like for them to have a look at it because this piece was designed for them, and they should come take a look at it.
Yeah, it sounds exactly where it should be. So congratulations.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
Well, it's an honor to meet you and continued success with all of your work.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Journey to Freedom, Art Quilts by Cynthia Larkhart, is an exhibition which might inspire viewers to make 2020 a year of discovery and new dreams. You'll find a link to this nationally known artist at wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. I'm Lee Hay.